لأن غاية الناموس هي المسيح للبر لكل من يؤمن، لأن موسى يكتب إلى البر الذي بالناموس أن الإنسان الذي يفعلها سيحيا بها. But the righteousness of the faith speaks in this way, do not say in your heart who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That is, you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they all call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, indeed, their sound has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
كيف تكون رسالة من بطرس الرسول الثاني بركاته تكون معنا أمين. For this reason, I will not be neglect you to remind you always of these things, so you know and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up to reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease. For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power of coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitness of his majesty, for his receiving from God the Father honor and the glory when such a voice came to him from excellent glory, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And we hear this voice which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to hear as a light that shines in the dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of scripture of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Do not love the Lord, the world, or the things in the world. The world is passing away and it's lost, but who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Yeah. reading from the Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles, who were invested in the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their blessings be with us all. Amen. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried from whom they led daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who enter the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look at us." So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked, and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. They knew that it was he who sat begging the alms at the Beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Now, as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's, greatly amazed. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, "Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look so intensely at us, as though by our own power or goodliness we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the Just and asked for a murder to be granted to you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and confirm it in the church of all.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, amen. Today, the 18th day of the blessed month of Abib. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, where our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day of the year 63, Anno Domini, St. James, the Apostle Bishop of Jerusalem, was martyred. He was the son of Alpheus, Cleopas, and the brother of the Lord. To explain this in 1 minute, brother in the Lord, how? When Joachim and Anna have begot Mary, the mother of God, and they dedicated her, they vowed her to the temple, the Lord granted them with another girl, and they called her Mary also. The other Mary was married to Cleopas, or Halfa. In Arabic we say Harfa, or Cleopas. Cleopas was one of the two disciples of Emmaus, whom the Lord appeared after the resurrection while they were going to their village, and then he preached to them, and the eyes were opened when he broke the bread. Cleopas begot 4 sons. One of them is James, Ya'ub, Yohanna, Yehuda, Ismail. Those were called the brothers of God, but they are not يعني biologically brothers to God because Saint Mary was ever Virgin Mary. However, they were cousins to her, the sons of Mary, Mary sister of Mother of God. He was known by the less to identify him from St. James the Great, son of Zebedee. He was known also by the just for the holiness of his life and his austere asceticism. He was one of the 12 disciples of the Lord, as St. Paul testified during his visit to Jerusalem, saying, "Then after 3 days, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and remained with him 15 days. But I saw none of other apostles except James, the Lord's brother." He followed the Lord Christ during his ministry, heard his teachings, and also the Holy Spirit came down upon him on the day of Pentecost along with the disciples and the apostles. The disciples means the 12 disciples, and the apostles means the 70 apostles. He was chosen by the holy apostles, a bishop for the mother church in Jerusalem. He had strong personality, which gave him a prominent position of the Jews, among the Jews on one side, and his children, the newly converted Jews, to Christianity on the other side. St. James presided over the first church council in the year 50 Anno Domini, which was called the Council of Jerusalem. This council debated the subject of Judaizing the Gentiles who desired to enter the Christian faith. He had the final decision of the council. St. James wrote the epistle that is known by his name in the New Testament. St. Paul, the apostle, mentioned him as one of the three pillars of circumcision, who gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised. Circumcised, yani, means Jews, the Gentiles uncircumcised. Many of the Jews believed at his hands during his episcopate, which lasted about 30 years, that incited the anger of the chief priests, scribes, and Pharisees, who decided to get rid of him. They took him on the pinnacle of the temple to testify before the people against the Lord Christ. When he refused, they threw him down, and he delivered his pure spirit and was buried nearby the temple of Jerusalem. He received the crown of apostleship and the crown of martyrdom. The blessing of his prayers be with us all, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Anastas ekton nekron ke anem son yestos oranos.
Amen. In passing, May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospels. Through the prayers of your saints.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also, Mass, those who have bidden us to remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you, O Lord, God, those who have already fallen asleep, repose them, those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us, the salvation of us, the hope of us, the healing of us, and the resurrection. And of us,
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Matthew. The evangelist, may his blessings be with us. Amen.
In choice, open, not you open, so tear open, urotiri, so there is so sipshiriam, if noted on, be all of shine, be all for open, not even.
From the Psalms of our teacher, David the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world.
Alleluia.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Lebeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor copper in your money belts, nor bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor staffs. For a worker is worthy of his food. Now, whatever city or town you enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and stay there till you go out. And when you go into a household, greet it. If the household is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whoever will not receive you nor hear your words, when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city.